99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Family secrets is a thing where you can just kind of unload a secret that may be plaguing you or whatever on our show. A lot of times it just helps just to air it out, right?
Yeah, just get it off your chest.
Yeah, for sure. So go ahead. So how did it all start?
When we first started dating, long story short, I didn't think he was completely over his ex.
Okay. All right. Understandable. Sure.
I really don't believe he had gotten over her totally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The other night, I went out drinking with my friends, and I came home drunk, and I was about to get into bed, and I saw his phone light up. I looked at it, and I saw it was a Facebook message from his ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Facebook message.
Oh, no.
And I just couldn't help myself. So I read it, and it went on and on about how sorry she was, and she was still in love with him, and they were meant to be together. She needs to see him in person. And that just, I was so upset.
Yeah.
And I just deleted the message and I blocked her. And he has no idea, but I feel super guilty. But at the same time, I don't want him talking to her.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Okay. But she just went ahead and made an executive decision.
Yeah, but like,
you went over the line.
I see what you're saying, but it's almost as if like she's like staking her claim. It's, hey, this is my guy now. You had your moment. You know, we don't need to go down that path.
Would you be okay if a girlfriend did that to you?
Well, I never had other girls pining after me after the fact. So
sorry.
Really, I can't
Maybe
put myself in that
example.
Position. I can't really relate. So,
see, I just feel like it's a violation of trust.
John texts in and says, "Yikes, stalker." Well, I don't know if it's I think he's referring to the ex.
Yeah,
but you know, breakups can be tough, especially if there are unfinished business, or you know, there are things still up in the air, or there's not a clear separation, and you know, when you're the new person. That's tough to kind of wade those waters of like, hey, you got to figure out. And I think you and I both have experienced that in our lives where it's like
in that situation,
hey, you gotta figure out what's happening in your own life before I start getting serious with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was dating a divorced guy for a while, and he had been divorced for a couple of years, but there still were unfinished things.
Mm.
And the ex-wife was still trying to be like, love you. You know, that was it. I was just like, you got to handle it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a part of that.
Yeah. Especially if it's an ex-wife or an ex-husband, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Chris texts in and says, Kelly, would you be mad if your husband did that? Like,
well,
I guess if an ex-boyfriend had reached out to you and said, I still love you. And he was like, delete and
well,
block.
That's never happened to me. For
so again, Kelly can't relate. I can't relate. This is unrelatable to us.
By the way, the divorce guy that I was dating was not my husband. Okay.
All right.
Old boyfriend, long time ago.
Yeah. Janice texts in and says, totally crossing the line on that one. So anyways.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe bring up the conversation. And again, I don't know if you bring that up, but it's innocent when you do see the notification light up, you glance over and see it. That's, you could see that much without really going and snooping in the phone.
I think she has the excuse that she was coming back from a night of drinking.
Yes.
So there was that emotional, raw, unfiltered, just, all right, who's this be rolling into my boyfriend's DMs?
The bravery of the alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. And Dannon says, hey, what he doesn't know can't hurt him. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's
so
right.
Dan's like, you know, team cover up. I like it.
I like it. All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Twitter. That's Family Secret.